We'll now go to our next head coach on the teleconference, Maryland's Mark Turgeon. The Terrapins earned the number 8 seed in the upcoming tournament and will play number 9 seed Wisconsin. Coach, thank you for joining us this morning.
You bet. How you doing?
Doing well, thank
Hello?
You. Coach,
okay.
Yeah, we're here. Coach, we'll get right to questions for you from the media.
To
okay.
ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Don.
In terms of Wisconsin, obviously they're playing at a much higher level than they were playing. I mean, even though they played well against you guys that day coming in, they had lost a bunch of games, and now they're really on a roll. How difficult a challenge is that when you're facing a team that seems to be peaking as they are?
Well, you know, that's just the nature of the way it worked. You know, whether they were winning a lot of games or losing a lot of games, we would still prepare the same way. We feel like they're a terrific team. They got a great player that is really almost impossible to guard because he can score one-on-one. If you double, he's got players around him. He's such a good passer. He's one of the best passers in the league at his size. So doesn't surprise me what they're doing. They played well in our building. Knock on wood, if we don't get hurt between now and then, we will have Checo in that game. We didn't have Checo at home. It gives us another body at least to throw at Hap. But, no, we'll prepare like we would have anyway. We got a lot of respect for him. You know, we're just worried about us getting better between now and then. And, you know, we were playing pretty well too, Don. So we had one bad day, but we've played pretty well. So we're still a confident team.
And just to follow up on that, coming out of that game, with the way the team has played, do you just sort of chalk it up as a bad day, or do you have to look for reasons why that happened?
No, well, I think it was we're trying to figure out why it happened, why we were so flat. But no, we move on, and I think it's good. I mean, you don't ever like to lose, especially in your building that way. But it kind of woke us up. And I think we just took for granted that we were going to show up and beat Michigan that day because we had been good at home, and we weren't good that day. So it's kind of an eye-opener. We'll get back to work today and prepare and hopefully play well on Thursday.
Thanks.
And your next question comes from the line of Roman Studs, Washington Post.
She say stud or stub? She say stud.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Roman.
Jim Delaney said last week that he had some comments about the compressed schedule and he wouldn't do it again. Is that how you feel, or coming out of your schedule, just how the uniqueness of it, and just maybe if it didn't work this year?
Well, I think we had to do it as a league. We wanted to get to New York. We owed it to Rutgers. So I think it's something that we had to do. So I don't think anybody's blaming Jim or anything. I think it was something that we all agreed to do. We wanted to do it. Was it hard? Yeah, it was probably hard. Hard on the student athletes. Sometimes you had, three games in 5 days or whatever it was. So it was difficult, but I don't know if we would change it. I know Jim said he doesn't want to do it again in the future. I'm sure we'll all be okay with that, but it is what it is. You just try to make the most of it and do the best you can.
Following up, addressing the internal investigation you referenced the other day, is there any timetable for that, or do you get the sense that that's going to move rather quickly?
I hope it moves quickly, excuse me, Roman. I talked to my athletic director yesterday and people, so hopefully it's going to move quickly.
And our next question comes from the line of Nathan Baird, Journal and Courier.
Hi, Mark. Either when you were at Wichita State or maybe somewhere before that, did you have other scenarios where you played the conference tournament with that gap going into the NCAA tournament? And if so, how did you approach that? How did you balance kind of the want to get guys some rest, but also kind of wanting to keep that edge competitively?
Yeah. We played in, I don't know, it was my Wichita State days, three or four postseasons. I thought it was a huge advantage, We rested our guys. You know, we were excited about being in the postseason. We were able to add things. We were able to, you know, when you, especially with a compressed schedule this year, you were just grinding games, and now you take time to work on you and make you better. I'm hoping it translates into just a great, you know, postseason for the Big Ten. But I've, you know, I've watched it with Gonzaga every year. I'm good friends with Mark Few, and the extra time that they get, and they just come out, they look like fresh start of a new season when they play in the NCAA tournament. So hopefully it's going to be, you know, great for all our teams.
And our next question comes from the line of James Crabtree Henney, the Diamondback.
I just wanted to ask you about how you've seen Deion's mentality and just kind of approach to the game mature throughout his years here and this season.
Yeah, you know, Deion's, you know, unfortunately for Deion, he's been hurt so much off and on. The reason he's played so well lately is because he's been healthy. But he has approached the game better. He's approached practice better. He's approached, you know, everything on and off the court better here recently. So, you know, we need Deion. Deion didn't have the best game, but none of us did on Saturday. And hopefully, you know, he'll refocused and get ready to play this weekend. But it's been good to see. You know, he's been through a lot, and especially the Northwestern game where he made just such big plays for us down the stretch to help us win that game. So happy for him. We need him. We need Deion. You know, we're very limited right now. So we need Deion to be great for us. And I think he's really helped us on the defensive end more so than people understand, which has been good for us.
We'll take one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Mark. Can you talk about the tournament playing in New York? There are three conference tournaments in 2 weeks there. Is there a concern of in terms of moving it to an area where there's not necessarily a large concentration of necessarily college basketball fans?
No. I think we're all jacked up about playing in the Garden, the greatest venue, you know, in the world. And, of course, we'll have a ton of fans. We should that love basketball up in that area. We're expecting a good crowd, you know, Thursday. Thursday afternoon is tough, but we're expecting a good crowd. And I think it's exciting for everybody to play in the Garden, be in New York. I think it's terrific. And, you know, we've had some success lately in New York, so – I know we're fired up and ready to go.
Thanks.
Okay.
Coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Okay.
We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right.